Zimbabwe Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, head of the Movement for Democratic Change, has suspended cooperation with President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party. The crisis in the 8-month-old unity government was prompted by the arrest of Roy Bennett, a key MDC figure and a nominee for a top agricultural post. Bennett, a former coffee farmer and longtime foe of Mugabe, was detained to face trial on terrorism charges along with other human rights activists and later released on bail. The MDC prime minister said that if the crisis continued to escalate, MDC would call for new elections supervised by the United Nations and the Southern African Development Community. Washington Katima of the Institute for Democratic Alternatives in Zimbabwe observed, "This is meant to ratchet up local and international pressure on Mugabe so that he has to address all the outstanding issues. The cost of an MDC withdrawal from the government would be too ghastly to contemplate." Trade union activists in Mexico City filled the streets to protest the government seizure of the state-run electric utility that serves Mexico City, Central Light and Power. The utility was taken over October 15th and turned over to another state-run power company. Mexican President Felipe Calderón of the conservative PAN party sent 1,000 federal officers in full riot gear to take over the utility. The move is seen as a power play against the Mexican Electricians Union, which for many years has dictated staffing levels at the utility. The union is a key ally of the opposition party of the Democratic Revolution, or PRD. The action against Central Light and Power is also seen as a warning to the nation's political left and to unions in other sectors like the state-run oil company Pemex and the powerful teachers' unions that wield a great deal of economic influence. The Calderón government says the seizure could save taxpayers $1.3 billion next year. The union is seeking a court order to stop the liquidation of Central Light and Power, which would also mean the end of the Mexican Electricians Union. The investigative website ProPublica reports growing health warnings about an imaging dye used for MRI scans are plaguing General Electric. In 2006, Denmark issued an alert that patients were developing a rare and crippling disease called nephrogenic systemic fibrosis after undergoing MRI testing utilizing GE's imaging dye known as OmniScan. People with weak kidneys are susceptible to developing this ailment after getting MRI scans. Several researchers in Europe and the United States have observed that GE's imaging dye is related to a higher-than-anticipated number of NSF cases. This opens GE to the potential of serious legal liability. GE already faces 300 lawsuits over OmniScan and could face over $1 billion in damages, according to plaintiffs' lawyers. In May 2007, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration required all makers of MRI imaging dyes to issue a black box warning, cautioning doctors to weigh the costs and benefits of the MRI scans of people with weak kidneys. The FDA is planning to review that order in December. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.